Exclusive: leaked image reveals COVID vaccination monitoring system for DHS employees. By Randy Clark on October 14, 2021. The Department of Homeland Security deployed a tracking system to monitor the vaccination status of more than 240,000 employees who have until November 9 to register their vaccination statuses or seek an exemption. The system will create a record to be used to initiate disciplinary action on those employees who are non-compliant with the vaccination mandate issued in September. A source within DHS provided Breitbart Texas with a screen capture of the system's homepage where employees are directed to enter their status. The system offers an option of selecting "I am not vaccinated" for those who seek religious exemption. As previously reported by Breitbart Texas, the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, has communicated the disciplinary pathway non-compliant federal employees will be subjected to if they refuse vaccination. Any employee who remains unvaccinated by November 22, 2021, will receive formal counseling and education concerning the jab, according to a guidance announcement reviewed by Breitbart Texas. The employee will then be allowed a 5-day period to start the vaccine regimen. After the 5-day period and no shot, employees will face an unpaid suspension from duty for up to 14 days. Termination procedures begin thereafter for those still refusing the mandate. The vaccination mandate is meeting resistance from the labor union representing rank and file Border Patrol agents. John Anfinson, president of the National Border Patrol Council for the Del Rio sector, says the agency cannot afford to lose any personnel. "The National Border Patrol Council is absolutely opposed to the vaccine mandate, and our search for a legal path continues," he told Breitbart Texas. "The Border Patrol cannot afford to lose a single member of its workforce while the crisis at the border continues to spiral out of control." Brandon Judd, who heads the National Border Patrol Council, says he is disappointed President Joe Biden has reversed his opinion on vaccination mandates. Judd says the union will vigorously pursue any cases where the agency denies a medical or religious exemption. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.